issue again that has arisen over and over again is that of regeneration. And in particular, as we look at the perseverance of the saints, or how regeneration works out in the future. Again, the Arminian argument is, notice what it says there in paragraph number 8, that regeneration for a believer who then loses it can gain it again. They're born again over and over again. I don't know about you, but just hearing that is an offense. The point is, from the Arminian perspective, is regeneration occurs when I exercise my faith. I'm the determiner of when I am born again or not. That's basically what is being communicated. And that you can lose your faith and you can bring it back, you can be regenerated again by your will. The offense is that, where's God? Where's the Holy Spirit? Do we have control, sovereign control over the Holy Spirit, that we can make him regenerate us at will? That's, in a sense, what the Arminian is teaching. Regeneration can be lost. One can be repeatedly regenerated and yet permanently lost. This is incorrect. It's an incorrect view of original sin. It's an incorrect view of faith. Faith is a gift of God. It's the outworking of God upon us. And notice, they simply refute this statement, this teaching, by quoting Scripture. Regeneration, being begotten again, born again, is not of corruptible seed, Peter writes, but of incorruptible. That which God has planted will grow. That which he's begun will be completed. And finally, the last error that they confront. Christ has no place prayed that believers should infallibly continue in faith. And again, what is the answer to that? Open your Bibles. Turn to the writings of John. Turn to the words of Jesus Christ. They refute that. So in closing, I want to read from you to you just a statement concerning these from, a book from a fellow named Hoeksema. He writes, "One can never satisfy the unbelieving opponents. The deepest ground of their contradiction of the truth, then, is not that they find the Reformed doctrine unscriptural, but it is enmity of heart against the doctrine of Scripture, which runs contrary to the self-righteous and proud nature of man. In other words, the matter is spiritual and concerns not merely the mind, but the heart. He who principally loves the truth of God's word will see and understand that truth when it is expounded to him, will reject the error, and will gladly embrace that truth even when it necessitates letting go of errors with which he has long accepted as true. But he who principally hates the truth will continue to find all kinds of objections and arguments against it, no matter how inconsistent and illogical and unscriptural such arguments may be. He is intent upon gainsaying the truth of God at all costs." So the argument of the author, the argument in a sense is, it really is an issue of the heart. It really is an issue that goes much deeper than those words on the page. Where is your heart? Is your heart captivated to the Word of God? Do you love it above your own opinions and thoughts? Amen.